Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. We have with us today Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
Surprisingly well with all the fun and exciting stuff that's going around. We've had hail and a number of other things, but it's all blown past, so we're good. How about you?
Doing great.
Outstanding. 4-H has got its enrollment that's going on now, but you're going to tell us about the Medicare open enrollment coming up, yes?
That is correct. You know, with the change in temperatures and the beautiful fall weather, that also brings us fall open enrollment for Medicare. So open enrollment is one time a year where you can move your prescription drug plan that is part of your Medicare program. Each year, options for prescription drug coverage through Medicare change. There might be an increase in your premium for your current plan. Your current plan may change the medications that they cover. Copays for your drugs can change. The pharmacies that accept your plan can change. So there are a lot of changes that take place every fall, and it's important for you to review your prescription drug coverage each and every year. The best plan that you had this year may not be your best choice for next year. And I had seen a flyer the other day that talked about how, you know, we really like those classic cars of the past. But what our classic car of the past may have in terms of features may not be the features that we want to have with us on the road today. So we really need to get into the habit of reviewing our plans each year. What will happen if we don't review our plans each year is they automatically will renew, and you might get caught by surprise in the spring of next year or the summer of next year to find that your coverage has dramatically changed, and then you're kind of stuck again until open enrollment comes around again next fall. It's important to remember that while we enroll in drug plans between October 15th and December 7th, that open enrollment window, your coverage doesn't start until January, so your drug plan coverage is a January 1 through December 31st process. So with open enrollment not starting up here for about 10 more days, starting October 15th, there are things that you can already begin to do to get ready for open enrollment. K-State Research and Extension does provide assistance for folks in wanting to compare their drug plans, and it is assistance that we provide free of charge through the Mayor DeZine Extension District. The Frontier Extension District does have personnel available to do the drug plan comparisons as well as the Area Agency on Aging there in Ottawa. So folks have a lot of sources in our area. Specifically in the Mayor DeZine Extension District, we provide assistance at our Paola and our Mound City offices. And then we have times throughout open enrollment that we also will provide assistance in Osawatomie, in Lewisburg, Pleasanton, and Lacine, with the help of volunteers that we have. So the counties that we serve in Miami and Lynn have a very good number of places where folks can go and get help. Also, some of the local pharmacies will additionally do plan comparison for folks. So if you're not able to hook up with Extension at the locations and the times that we're available to help, I encourage folks to reach out to your pharmacy to see what assistance they might be able to offer. So I have people say, well, why should we come to the Extension office to get this done? Well, the number one reason is we are here as an educational institution to provide you free, unbiased information to help you make your decision. So when you come to our office, we're going to use the Plan Finder on Medicare.gov, and through the Plan Finder, we are going to compare your best options for 2024 based on your total out-of-pocket expenses. So that is your monthly premium for the year as well as anticipated out-of-pocket costs for your medications. Once we have those plan comparisons, we provide that information to you. We look at the three best plans for you. We make adjustments based on whatever your needs are. If you need a plan that has a lower deductible or a plan that works in your particular pharmacy, so we can do all sorts of tweaks to give you the best option. But through this process, we are not going to pressure you to take one plan versus another. We are giving you information so that you can make the decision. great to come into a safe place where you don't have a salesperson sitting there trying to pressure you into making a decision one way or another. So that's probably the biggest benefit of coming to Extension, is we're that safe zone and we're not going to pressure you into making any sort of a change. To get assistance through K-State Research and Extension's Meredithine District, appointments are required and we need folks to complete an intake form. What you'll do is complete the form and turn it in here in the office. You can get the form on our website at meredithine.kstate.edu, or you can pick forms up in our office in Paola and our office in Mound City. Complete the form, mail it to us or drop it off, and then we do all the homework before we call you and have you come in and visit with us, so that you're not sitting here while we have all the information put in the system and we're printing out the reports and stuff. So bring in that intake form, get it to us, however, and then our staff and volunteers run the plan comparisons, print them out, and then we'll call and set an appointment for you to come in. We do help folks on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you get your information to us as soon as possible. We help over 200 folks each year compare their Medicare prescription drug plans, so we really encourage folks to get your information in ahead of time so that we're not trying to get folks in at the very last part of the open enrollment period. Questions about the process for getting everything done for us to assist you can be answered by giving us a call at the Paola office at 913-294-4306 or down at our Mound City office at 913-795-2829.
Thank you. That is really, really helpful. Paperwork is such an ocean of confusion anyway. Having somebody that's going to walk you through it and make it a little less overwhelming is very appreciated.
Yes, and unfortunately, Medicare can be very complicated at how things are done. And while the Plan Finder tool on Medicare.gov is a very easy-to-navigate tool, we know that there are several different factors that take place. We may have access to the computer but not be confident about running the plan comparisons ourselves, or we may not have access to a computer or anyone who can help us do that who may have a computer. So we're here to help folks. That's our mission here at the Extension office, is to provide the best information that we can to help people make an educated decision.
Excellent. And if you would, please, let's have those phone numbers one more time.
The phone number in Paola is 913-294-4306, and Mound City is 913-795-2829.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I know a lot of people listening are also thinking, that's handy, and we're going to look into it. At least I hope so.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we'll be talking to you again soon. So thank you very much, and you have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.